Welcome to the Stop Over Drinking and Start Living podcast, where high-achieving, goal-oriented rebel women come to learn how to live a vibrant and fulfilling life without requiring alcohol to get through it. No labels, no judgments, no saying you'll never drink again, just real proven methods to help you stop rebelling against yourself with alcohol so you can drink less and do more. I'm your host, Angela Masenik. Let's dig in. Welcome to episode 274, Unveiling Self-Serving Acts When Doing Something Nice Masks Personal Desires. Dun, dun, dun. Are you doing something nice, but really underneath it, it's because it's what you want? I have been faced with this question and how to frame this up. Like, what is that we're doing? And I'm going to open it up, this concept, this idea, this behavior, with a little story. So maybe you have been following along. If not, I am not doing sugar right now. I've taken a break from eating sugar. And it's been fascinating. And witnessing my own humanness in this path is remarkable. And it's very, very similar to when I took a long-term break from alcohol in my beginning of my journey. So when I first stopped drinking, or I first discovered life coaching and I took a break from alcohol, it was for 90 days. And, you know, I got a lot of awareness around my behaviors and my thinking and my feelings and my desires in that break. And I learned so much about myself that it was just so compelling to me that, you know, that's when I decided to become a certified life coach. Because if I was doing these things and witnessing myself doing these things, I knew that a lot of other women were doing the same thing. So anyway, when I'm on this now break from sugar, I don't even know, it's been over a month, I am noticing very similar tendencies and behaviors in myself and my thinking and my feelings around sugar. And so I was at the beach with my middle child last week for spring break. And if you're in my Alive AF program, you heard me tell the story on our workshop last week, but I'm going to tell it for the bigger audience because I think it's so important to hear. So I was at the beach last week, and you know, when you're at the beach, there's like all these things that you can do. Go have ice cream, right? It's very food focused. Not that anything, you know, any other vacation activity is, but for some reason, when you're at the beach, it's like, you know, they have these big stores where you can buy t-shirt and beach gear and candy and ice cream and, you know, ice, like freezy ices and slushies and, you know, all that stuff. And my son loves all that stuff. So, you know, if he wanted something, I was fine getting it for him. And on the last day that we were at the beach, you know, we were there in somewhat of the off season. And so a lot of these places were only open on like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And we were leaving on Friday morning. And there was this donut place that was only open, you know, on Friday and Saturday. And that morning, I asked him if he wanted to go get donuts. And he was like, oh, yeah. So first thing, he never even asked me for the donuts. I asked him if he wanted to go get donuts. And I'm going to tell you this story. And I didn't have the awareness as I was going through the story. Okay. So I had more awareness after. So just prefacing with that. So I'm, oh my gosh, you want to go get donuts? And he's like, yeah. And so we pack up the car and everything. We check out of our Airbnb and then we're driving down there. And I was like, oh shoot, you're going to have to stay in the car with Jackie. We had Jackie Poo with us because he can't go inside. So tell me what you want and I'll go in and order it and pay for it. And I kind of recognized in that moment that I was like, what are you doing? Like, you're walking into a donut shop without your kid and you're not eating sugar right now. So anyway, he told me what he wanted and I'm like, okay, I'll be right back. And so I go in there and on the way in, as I'm crossing the parking lot, I'm like, you know, this is the time. This would be worth having a donut because they're fresh, they're homemade, you know, they're made to order right there. So they're like, they're literally frying fresh donuts and then putting whatever topping you want on them. It's not like a Dunkin' Donuts where they're already pre-made and you're just putting them in a box. Like, they're warm and fresh. And so I walk in, I'm like, this would be the time because of how special this is and how fresh and homemade it is, and it's high quality and blah, 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 blah. And so I walk in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a donut and it's going to be okay because I already did 30 days of no sugar. That was my original goal. So if I want to have sugar now, I can. And this would be a good enough reason to. So I was at the counter and I ordered 3 donuts, 2 for him and 1 for me, and a cup of coffee. And I, you know, I'm thinking about eating the donut, and there's a little bit of cognitive dissonance, a little bit of like, is that really what you want? And like questioning and chatter around ordering this donut. Okay. So it wasn't like I was just sitting there and there was no drama about it at all. It didn't feel dramatic. It was just kind of like a curious, like, what are you doing type thing. And I was, had decided that yes, I was going to do it. And so I got the donuts and my coffee and I walked out of the place and I thought in my head, you know what, I'm just going to wait to eat the donut. It's, you know, I need to go get gas and then I want to get on the road and not have to navigate, you know, directions and things before I have this donut. And so I think that was my unconscious way of giving myself some space before I had it, but I will continue. So I get in the car, I give Alec the donuts, we get settled in, I go get gas, he's eating the donut, he's absolutely loving it, blah, blah, blah. We get on the road and he's like, do you want this? I'm like, hold on, I want to, you know, just get driving first. And in that time period of me getting the gas and like getting on the road without taking a bunch of turns was like 5 minutes. And I'm really thinking through this donut thing. I'm really giving myself that pause, that stop, notice, and process thing that I talk about all the time. I stopped and I noticed that I was making a same day decision around the sugar. And I acknowledged that in my head. So I'm like, I recognize I'm wanting to eat a donut that I didn't plan for. And then my mouth started watering. And so I noticed the urge that I was having for this donut. My mouth was watering. My desire for this donut was very high in that moment. And I just witnessed myself with that desire. And then I said, you can have that donut. Like, you know, it's probably not going to be a big deal. But is this donut, is this sugar that you're going to eat going to cause creeping in of more sugar? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I just did a podcast episode called Is Your Drinkin' Creepin'? It's episode 272. It was 2 episodes back. And that word creepin' is very fresh on my mind because I'm looking at my relationship with sugar exactly how I looked at my relationship with alcohol. Like I would take a break and then I would have a drink, usually unplanned, and then I would have more. And then like before you know it, I'm drinking every night after work, right? And so because of this long-term break with sugar that I'm on, I recognize my tendencies that sugar creeps in just like alcohol creeped in. And so I asked myself, is eating this donut going to cause some creep in? And I said, yes. If I eat this donut today, it's going to creep in and I don't want that. And in that moment, I recognized that I stopped. My mouth was watering a little bit more and I just took a couple deep breaths and I decided I wasn't going to eat the donut. And so, you know, Alec was done eating his other 2 donuts at that time. And I said, he's like, oh, are you going to eat this? I'm like, no, actually, I actually don't really want it right now. And I wasn't hungry either because I had already had breakfast and it was only like an hour after I had breakfast. So that also helped me, pause enough. I checked in with my hunger and I wasn't hungry. And so I said, you know what? I don't think I want that right now. And he's like, well, what do you want me to do with it? And I said, oh, we'll just put it in the back seat. So I just took the plate and I just like put it on the floor of the back seat. And, that was it. Like I was like, wow. And immediately the desire just like, it wasn't there anymore. Like as soon as I got conscious and aware that would open up a window of creeping in other sugars. And I'm like, you know what? That's just not what I want, you know? And so I decided not to have it. And then honestly, the desire was gone. There was no more mouth watering. It didn't feel urgent or anything like that. And then I went on with my drive and I was like, wow, that was fascinating. And then as I'm driving along, I'm reflecting on this experience. And then I came home and I told my husband about it. And, you know, he knows that I'm not doing sugar. And I was just explaining it. And I was like, I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of myself. I didn't eat the donut. And I always, you know, whenever I talk to him about this kind of deep inner workings of my mind around the sugar or the alcohol or things that I'm navigating in my own, you know, stuff, I just feel like I'm speaking a foreign language to him. And he's just like, good job, honey. Like, yay for you. He played along, which I really appreciated. But I've been thinking about that. Like, why did I offer donuts to my kid? He never even asked me for the donuts, right? So then I started talking about this to my clients and recognized that they also do this stuff, right? Where, you know, there might be a time where they're trying to eat healthy or not have alcohol, okay? But they're going to buy all the alcohol for their friends coming over. And then they recognize that they're like, oh, well, just one drink won't hurt, right? And then they end up drinking. And so it's like we're dangerously walking this line of putting ourselves in situations that we know are dangerous and not really what we want to do, but we're doing it under the guise that it's for somebody else. And we're not real clear on that while we're doing it, right? I only recognize this after the fact upon my reflection, and I'm really thinking about my behavior and why I'm doing these things. I'm asking myself some of those deeper questions. And it's this whole concept that I'm pretending that I'm doing something for you, but really underneath it, this is a self-serving act. There's a hidden desire that I have to imbibe on the alcohol or to eat the sugar or eat the food or whatever those kind of behaviors are. And I'm doing this for you. If your thing is shopping or, you know, any sort of behavior that you do too much and you're trying to cut back and you're like, let's go shopping, but I'm not going to buy anything, right? Like, that's kind of like you're torturing yourself. I call this porning out. So a lot of times I notice myself like I'm fantasizing about the idea of eating something or drinking something. It's more food for me now because I literally have no desire for alcohol at all. Like, it's not even a thing that comes up in my mind. But for food, it's still there, you know? And so I'll go gaze at like a bakery in a grocery store and I'll just like stop in front of the donut or the pastry case and I'll just like drool over it, you know? And I'll just like look at it and I'm like, that looks really good, right? And then more often than not, I walk away from it. But like even that act is just like, why do I do that? You know? So I just got really curious about it this past incident with the donut. And I started talking to more people about it. And I share it with my husband. And one of my friends was just over here for coffee. And I was telling her about it. And she immediately had a story that she told me that she's, you know, she's trying to follow a specific food plan. And she had somebody staying with her. And she said, I'm going to go to Whole Foods and I'm going to get you all of these things to eat. And the person never even asked her to do it, but she went and got all these foods that she actually wanted to eat and brought them home for him. And he was like, I don't really even want that. And it was almost like a food pushing. What? You don't want that? Like, I can't believe you don't want those gooey mashed potatoes or whatever it was. So I just think this is going to bring up some stuff for you. So what are you doing? And maybe you're disguising it as a altruistic or I'm doing this for the other person or group of people when really I'm doing this because I really want those things. Does this land for you? So it's this idea that you're pretending to do something for somebody else when it's really what you want. And that's exactly what I did with my kid at the donut shop. He didn't even care about donuts. He wasn't even talking about that. I'm like, ooh, do you want one of those hot and fresh donuts? And honestly, like when I asked him that, he's like, And I was like, what? You don't want a donut? What's happening to you? Because he loves sugar and he loves all that kind of stuff. He's like, oh yeah, you're right. So I kind of like pushed it on him, you know, and he said, I want one donut. And then I bought him two donuts. Okay. And myself one. So I just think it's fascinating. If you find yourself doing that, What do you want to do about it? Right. I'm so proud of myself that I have enough tools in my tool belt and I'm aware enough to witness myself doing this, that I stopped and ate the donut. And honestly, even if I did end up eating the donut, it's not like anything bad was going to happen. You know, I would have learned from that experience. And I want to not do that to myself anymore, right? So when you think about setting yourself up for success and putting yourself in situations that aren't going to be so tempting for you so that you can succeed and not have to manage urges or this very big distraction that was for me for 30 minutes, right? So maybe it was an hour distraction. I got up in my head and my cravings and desires for something that I didn't really want. And I don't want to play that way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to spend my time navigating that. There's so many more interesting things I could be thinking about, right? And so I don't need to do that to myself. It literally served no purpose for me. I could have just been like, all right, it's time to go, and driven home, recognizing, ooh, that donut shot's open. Ooh, that, you know, like, I see that I might want that, and we're not doing that. You know, it had no purpose. And I pretended that I was doing it to be a good mom or a fun mom or to make their vacation better as we're leaving town, whatever I was telling myself about it, right? And oftentimes when we do these things, we don't say no, right? We're just going to go ahead and eat the donut. We're going to go ahead and drink all the drinks because we've given ourselves permission under the guise that we're doing it for somebody else and we might as well join them. And I just want to tell you that you don't have to do that. And if you do find yourself doing that, I just want you to be really honest with yourself. If you find yourself going down a path or making decisions that you're engaging with something like food or alcohol, for example, that feels like you're questioning it a little bit. Like, why am I making this food? Or why am I ordering this wine? Or why am I suggesting that we go out to dinner at this restaurant with my favorite wine when I don't want to be drinking? Like, just pause to ask yourself that question. Are you suggesting something to somebody else because it's what you really want? Ask yourself that question. What am I doing here? Am I making this suggestion because it's really what I want? Or did they even tell me that they wanted this? Or what is going on here? If you can be really honest with yourself in that moment, it will reveal to you what your motives are, and you will be more likely to stop yourself from going down that path. Because I promise you, unless you've been doing this work and you're really good about pausing and processing and noticing your feelings and good at discomfort and you're aware of all your thinking like I am, it's hard to stop. You know, a lot of you guys listening to this episode will be like, I for sure would have eaten that donut and not given it a second thought, you know, but I study myself so much because I think it's fascinating, but most people aren't walking around observing themselves like I am all of the time. So the best way to see if you're doing this is usually you're not going to be able to see it until you're almost at the point of doing it. And when you get that little, hey, what are you doing? Like that little bit of like, is this really what you want? You want to pause and you want to listen to yourself and understand the truth for yourself in that situation. And that's asking yourself is, what are my intentions here? Is this really for somebody else because they didn't ask me for this? Or is this really, am I walking a dangerous line here and playing with something that I shouldn't be playing with? And if it's the latter and you recognize you're playing with something that you don't want to be playing with, just stop and breathe and notice and allow. Do the stop, notice, and process. Give yourself some time. That walk across the parking lot that I kept pushing out, I kept delaying the eating of the donut. So I walked across the parking lot. I said, I'm not going to eat it until I can get on the road and not have to navigate the map situation. That, I think that was my unconscious coming through and saying, you need to give yourself some space from this for a second to really think through, right? So if you can give yourself some space and like, just keep delaying it until you can like get enough space from it to actually pause and think it through. And ask yourself those questions. Is doing this going to open up a window for me that I don't want to have to navigate? Is it going to cause a creep? Is breaking my promise to myself worth this? Any type of those types of questions, when you can pause and reflect and tell yourself the truth, is going to help you stop those unwanted behaviors. So I hope this helps, and I would love to hear from you. If you're in a live AF and you listen to this podcast episode, I want to hear from you. Go post in the Facebook group. Send me an email. Send me a direct message. I want to hear if this opened up your eyes to behaviors that you're doing and you're guising them as being in service to other people, but really it's what you want for yourself. All right, my friends, guess what? Tomorrow's my birthday, April 10th. I'm going to be 46. So as I'm recording this, it's my last day of 45. And my whole theme this year was 45 and alive. And so I want to come up with something about 46. 46 and... So I'm open to suggestions for that. Maybe I'll come up with something and I'll share it with you next week. So I love birthday wishes. Send me birthday, happy birthdays. I'm so thankful for all of you. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be with you another year. I'm entering my sixth year of being a non-drinker and sharing these sort of inner workings of my mind, my own human behavior, my own observations really helps me. So thank you for listening. Thank you for answering the harder questions and doing the work. And I just love doing this for you. So have a good one, y'all. Talk to you next week. Bye. I want you to check out angelamasenik.com/alive AF. You know what it's like to have a desire to cut back on your drinking, right? You start to read books, listen to podcasts, try things, but you might not be able to yet put all the pieces and suggestions together in a way that actually makes sense and works for you. You might struggle with beating yourself up after an overdrink. You might get frustrated with yourself when you take two steps forward and then another two steps back, and get overwhelmed with what's right and wrong about your relationship with alcohol. Your friends tell you that you should be able to have just one drink, and it isn't a big deal. You might be white knuckling through urges and resisting instead of peacefully processing them. And you might struggle with your identity as someone who has enjoyed having a lot of wine or alcohol in your life. It's around you all the time. It's what you do and who you are. Well, after 5 years of successfully coaching hundreds of women through these struggles, I have created the Alive AF membership, where women like you can learn the basics on what it takes to cut back and reach your goals with alcohol, whether it is to just drink less or totally quit. And when you join, you will get the exact framework I used to change my own relationship with alcohol and still use today that has led me to be alcohol-free for over 5 years. You're going to get access to my resources, videos, and worksheets that have been proven to change and reduce how much you drink. Every day you can ask questions, share your obstacles, and get coaching and direct support on the challenges you will face with love and no judgment. Also, you will get immediate access to workshops like uncovering your alcohol identity and changing it, how to say no to things that don't support your new identity or life or goals, aka boundaries, a workshop called Creating Emotional Agency, and another one, how to manage your mind to succeed at your goals, and more. Every month we have a brand new workshop. These workshops are filled with step-by-step prompts and instruction to help you create the exact relationship with alcohol that is best for you. My mission and vision for Alive AF is to be a hub of support and resources for women to come and learn how to do what is best for them and becoming more alive in the process. When you join, you're going to learn how to take care of yourself better, how to feel good and become more alive and go after the life that you really want. I want this membership to be affordable and an easy solution where you can get all the help you need in one simple place whenever you need it. So no need to go read another book, find a new podcast, attend a free webinar, or go down the path of piecemealing it all together. Join Alive AF and have it all there in one place for you anytime you need it. So go to angelamasenik.com/Alive AF and enrollment is open right now. See you inside.